The four-way primary among Democrats running to succeed Eric Schneiderman and Barbara Underwood as Attorney General has been getting a lot of attention on this primary day. The winner will face a general election matchup with Keith Wolford, as well as Green Party hopeful Michael Sussman. Originally from Buffalo, Wolford has taken a leave of absence from a New York City law firm to run. The Republican says he decided to run because there hasn't been enough focus from state officials on the working and middle class, not to mention eliminating corruption.
I grew up upstate in Buffalo, New York, and I had a lot of great things come to me in life because of my parents, who worked very hard, and I had all these good things come to me in this country and growing up in upstate New York because we had a private sector and a public sector that worked together to help working class and middle class people move forward and help their families move forward. Now, 35, 40 years later, things are different. We have a government that doesn't help the people move forward as much as it helps themselves. There are politicians who are rigging bids. There are politicians who are taking bribes. And there is, unfortunately, another larger group that isn't stopping them from doing it. And first and foremost in that other group is the Attorney General of this state. We've had three Attorney Generals in the past 12 years who have pledged to clean up corruption. But despite that, we've had scandal after scandal after scandal. And it's not just that we're not putting people in jail. It's that the costs of corruption are making it near impossible for New Yorkers and small businesses and even large businesses to function here. What happens is the cost of corruption in terms of making it difficult to do business, in terms of making it harder to get to work, in terms of having government take tax dollars and waste them with the wrong projects, all of those costs fall upon the citizens and taxpayers of this state. And the opportunity to help turn that around was something that inspired me to come out and run.
Obviously, corruption and ethics have been huge catchwords out of Albany in the past few years. When you were nominated, you said your priority would be combating New York's chronic problem with political corruption. And you just said that's the reason why you are running. How would you address it and actually be successful?
Well, there are two phases to it. Number one is people have to know you're watching. Right? When you have attorney general after attorney general after attorney general who don't do the job, whose strongest relationships are to other politicians rather than the people, you're not going to get it done. If you don't have someone in the office who has the expertise to look at a $1 billion contract or multiple $1 billion contracts and say, hey, why are we doing this? What's wrong with this? How could it be constructed better? If you don't have someone who has those decades of expertise, you're not going to get it done. You've got to do things other than just indict people. You have to get us out of the business of signing dumb contracts and doing dumb deals with the taxpayers' money. You have to have someone who has more allegiance to the people than they do to the politicians. And I'm someone who's never run for office before. That's very important because as someone who hasn't run for office, I'm willing to do something about it. Career politicians, they're thinking about the system. They're thinking about moving up. And that's the contrast that the voters have to remember.
New York State has very often been one of the state's leading multi-state challenges against federal government policies, regulations, laws, especially in environmental and consumer-related issues. Would you continue those sorts of challenges as Attorney General?
You certainly have to undertake any litigation that makes sense for the citizens and taxpayers of the state of New York. Sometimes that means participating as one attorney general in a multi-state litigation. Sometimes, depending upon the power of the laws in the state and the conduct that's gone on, you actually undertake a litigation on your own, separate from other states. But the key factor is whether it's something that benefits the citizens and the taxpayers.
Keith Wolford, you are the sole Republican running for attorney general, but it seems like the Democratic candidates got all the attention because of the primary. Does that concern you at all?
No, the primary, frankly, is a godsend for the taxpayers and citizens of New York because it forces the Democrats to expose the truth about each other. You know, what has the public learned from these debates and from this primary process? They've learned, number one, that none of the candidates on the other side are truly independent of the political system. So they're not going to have the temperament or inclination to clean up what needs to be cleaned up. Number two, in varying degrees, they lack the experience to do the job, and they certainly have less experience than the Republican candidate. They haven't dealt with billion-dollar contracts. They haven't dealt with billion-dollar litigations. One of them hasn't even been admitted to the bar here in New York for more than a couple of weeks. So none of this would have been learned, or perhaps it might have been mischaracterized if it were brought out in a general election. And the truth is that those candidates aren't good enough for New York State. New York State needs someone who's going to fight for them, not the politicians. They need someone who isn't going to do on-the-job training. They need someone who has the experience, knows every trick in the book, and is going to fight for them and turn some of this around.
You're focused on corruption. What are you finding from the people that you're talking to across the state that they're concerned about, that they feel the AG should be focused on?
It's two things. It's corruption and the weight of government. You know, more generally, corruption is just the most sharp manifestation of government taking away people's margin for error, whether it's a business that's struggling to make payroll, whether it's a homeowner struggling to make their rent, whether it's a small landlord trying to put a few extra bucks in their property to keep it from declining in value and in its attractiveness. Everybody feels that there's too much regulation, there's too much taxation, there's too much, frankly, meddling in people's zone of freedom. And it's getting in the way of them doing what they want and need to do to make them and their families' lives better and their businesses better. And the corruption is just the insult on top of the injury, right? That on top of making it so difficult to function and to move forward as opposed to just running in place, then the people on the political side who are corrupt have the nerve to steal from us and do things for their political buddies and do things for their own advancement. So that's why there's a consistent theme. The two issues end up merging together for people all across this state. And as someone, as I said, who grew up in Buffalo, grew up working class, understood how meaningful that margin for error is, both for individuals and for businesses, I've just had enough. And the reason I've kind of come off of the sidelines into public life is someone from the outside has got to come in with that perspective and clean this up.
An extended conversation with Republican New York Attorney General candidate Keith Wolford is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.